Madam President, I move that further proceedings on the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be asked to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. All opposed say nay. The motion prevails. The Sergeant-at-Arms will bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Lonnie Titus, a former house chaplain from Bloomington, Minnesota. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, we come before you today, acknowledging you as the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords, creator of the universe, and what a privilege we have to address you. In this moment, as we quiet our hearts and minds into a sense of desiring your word and your justice, your compassion, to be the influence of all that we say and do. So guide us today, dear Father, we dedicate our business into your hand. We pray these things in your name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fischbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J., Peterson B., Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Wieger, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move to the third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House file herewith transmitted. House file number 5, signed Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
The fourth order of business, first reading of House bills. The bill as printed on the agenda will be given its first reading and referred as indicated. The fifth order of business, reports of committees, Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. The bills as printed on the agenda will be given their second reading. The eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They will be given their first reading with the exception of... On page 5, Senate file 1084 will be referred to the Committee on Health, Human Services, and Housing. On page 4, Senate file 1073 will be referred to the Committee on Commerce. First reading of Senate bills. The ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. These are author motions and will be adopted as one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. And 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interests. Are there any announcements? Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Rest, Saxhog, Skoy, Benson, Rosen, Latz, and Cohen. Are there any other announcements? I hope that those of you that have not pre-registered, there's still an opportunity to sign up for the behind-the-scenes tour at the Science Museum beginning at 5 o'clock. Any other announcements today? The Science Museum tour is tonight. Any other announcements? People are standing, but I assume no announcements. Senator Bach.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, as it relates to tomorrow, we're going to come in at 11 o'clock, take care of some paperwork, and then we will recess tomorrow until 5:45. And I'm sure most of you remember tomorrow night is the joint convention for the regent selection. So please tell your spouses or family members that it'll be a late evening tomorrow night. You won't be home for dinner. Madam President, I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Wednesday, March 6th, 11 a.m.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.